Now let's look at the letter G. It has two sounds, G and J. You see the symmetry between K and G. In linguistics, in phonetics, that letter is identical. Those two letters are identical. K and G are pronounced in the same place in the mouth, and the tongue has the same position. The thing that changes is the so-called voicing, a vibration that you produce in the voice box. Put your hand on your throat and pronounce K, G. You will feel that when you pronounce G, there is a vibration. That's called voicing. But the consonant is identical. The same thing applies to CH, J. They are pronounced in the same place in the mouth. The tongue has the same position. What changes is the voicing in the voice box. Again, put your hand in front of your throat, on your throat, and pronounce CH, J. When you pronounce J, you feel the vibration. So CH, J, K, G, respectively, are the same. Let's look at the so-called hard sound G first. In front of the back vowels, all you have to do is simply write the letter and the back vowel. Gabbana, Spago, Gucci. To obtain the sound G with the front vowel, E or I, Italian inserts the letter H. Look at the word spaghetti, spaghetti, Lamborghini, which is identical to the pattern of the same sound, K. Now let's look at the other sound, the sound J, as in J, with front vowels. All you have to do is write the letter and the front vowel. Gelato, Gino. With the back vowels, you have to insert I in between the letter G and the vowel. Therefore, giallo, Giorgio, Giuliani, Giuseppe, another word. If you look again back and forth, you will see that they follow C and G, K, G, C, G, follow the same identical pattern vis-a-vis the front vowels and the back vowels.